Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of healing. We've seen the fact that Jesus is the healer, and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the will of God for all to be healed. How can you be healed? It is through recognizing that Jesus was the sacrifice. He accomplished it for you. It is your legal right now in Christ in the new covenant. Healing is for all, and it's a doctrine of the church. Now believers have authority over sickness and disease. Now we can take authority over the spirits of infirmity and cast them out, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive the healing power of God. It is received as we pray in the name of Jesus, believing we take hold of it. Remember, Satan is responsible for sickness and disease, and you need to realize that he's the spiritual source behind it. Remember, God doesn't put sickness on anybody. It's a work of the devil. What God does is He always exhorts us to walk in line with the Word. Now, many people have a lot of physical problems that have come because of sin. Remember, sin is the open door that lets the enemy have place in our life. And spirits of infirmity will come in and afflict a person's physical body. Now, how can we receive healing? It is through our faith. And we've been talking about receiving healing through our faith. We have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've learned the fact that when we use our faith, we take authority over the sickness and disease, command it to be removed in the name of Jesus. And also, our faith, of course, is developed specifically through hearing the Word of God. We hear the Word for faith to be healed. As you hear the Word, it brings forth faith. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. In fact, healing is a doctrine of the church. In James 5:14, is any sick among you? Let him, the sick person, call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save or the sick. This word save comes from the Greek word sozo, the root of it, and it means to heal as well as save. So when talking about salvation, it's not just talking about being saved and being born again. It refers to a salvation across the board, affecting a spirit, soul, and body, or in any area of our life. Preserve us, protect us. And this word here is dealing with the physical body, and the salvation for the body in this dispensation is that the sickness and disease can be eliminated and we can receive healing in our physical body. Of course, one day we're all going to get a glorified body, and that will be the final salvation of our physical body. The Lord shall raise him up when the prayer of faith is prayed, and a prayer of faith believes that you receive healing power flowing into your body. Remember that according to your faith, it's done unto you. Remember, the Bible says, if thou canst believe, in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believeth. Again, Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Don't ever let yourself get in a hopeless state. That's the devil. God wants you to realize that he is a miracle worker, he is a healer, and he will bring it to pass. One thing that's important is we learn to pray a prayer of faith, and we learn to confess God's word. We need to learn to continue to speak the word, not just speak it once and quit. The Bible talks about we hold fast our confession, continually confessing the Word, declaring His healing power flowing into our body, praise God. Hold fast your profession of faith without wavering, praise God. He is faithful, that's promised, and He will bring it to pass in your life. In fact, Sarah herself, she received the miracle power of God to deliver a child when she was past age. It says that Sarah herself, through her faith, received, and that's the Greek word lambano, meaning she took hold of strength, and this is the miraculous ability of God. She took hold of the miraculous ability of God to conceive seed, and that's exactly what you're going to do. You are going to come boldly to the throne of grace, and you're going to take hold of the miraculous power of God to bring forth the miracle, the promise of God in your life. If you've got the Word of God on it, then you've got God's promise, and the Bible declares that He watches over His Word to perform it. God wants you healed, and you must realize that. Now, healing is for all. And we're going to speak on the area of the mercy of God being received through healing. Mercy is healing, and mercy is for all. In Psalms 103, verse 8, it says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious. He is slow to anger, and He is plenteous in mercy." God is the God of mercy. He is one who wants His mercy to come forth in your life. In fact, in Psalms 136, it talks about how His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. He's good. His mercy endures forever. All the wonderful things He did. He would deliver them. He would heal them. He'd set them free. He'd bring them out of bondage. He'd cause them to overcome the giants. He'd cause them to come through the Red Sea. He'd deliver them out of the hand of the kings that came against him. It was all because of the mercy of God that endures forever. The mercy of God is the release of the healing power of God. Mercy is actually the love of God in action. Whenever you see mercy, it involves action being released. And this is what we come to receive from the Lord. That's why those blind men were crying out for mercy. "Have mercy on me, son of David." They were looking for healing power being released. That was the action of God's mercy to set them free. Praise God. Now, if we have problems in us because of sins, God is a God who will forgive us. If you have had physical problems come into your body because of past sins, confess that sin. Receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Remember the fact that He is one who forgives you and cleanses you and does not remember our sins anymore. The Bible says He doesn't retain His anger. He delights in mercy in Micah 7:18. God delights in bringing forth mercy. In fact, Psalms 25:10 says, "All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies." If you'll start walking in God's ways, then God's mercy and His truth is going to be manifest for you if you keep the covenant and the promises of God. In Psalms 86, verse 5, it says, "Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive." God is a forgiving God and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon Thee. This shows the fact that if you're going to receive the mercy of God, you got to come and receive it from Him. You got to come and call upon Him. That's why the Bible says, "Come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of that mercy and find that grace to help in your time of need." You know, Jesus went forth and showed forth the mercy of God. It says He went into all the cities and villages. He taught in the synagogues. He preached the gospel of the kingdom. And He was healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And the Bible says that when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion upon them. He brought forth the healing power to them to see them be set free. This was the mercy of God flowing forth through Him. Praise God. In Matthew 14:14, Jesus went forth, He saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and He healed their sick. I'll tell you, Jesus is moved with compassion toward us, and He will bring forth healing. But again, remember, you're going to receive it with your faith. Mercy, the love of God in action, is received through your faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about in Matthew chapter 20 where there were a couple blind men. They were sitting by the wayside. They heard about Jesus. And when He was passing by, they cried out saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Thou Son of David." They had the revelation that He was the Son of David. And that is pointing to the fact that He was the King. Of course, He wasn't coming to set up a physical kingdom, but He was the spiritual King. He was the fulfillment of the Davidic covenant, which was the kingdom of God coming into manifestation. And here they had the revelation that He was the King and that He could release that mercy. And so therefore they came and they were crying out for the mercy of God. Of course, the multitudes rebuked Him, but Jesus finally, He stood still and called them and said, "What will you that I shall do unto you?" And they said, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." And Jesus had compassion upon them. They verbalized and were ready to receive with their faith. And Jesus had compassion. His mercy was released. He touched their eyes and immediately they received their sight. Praise God. Healing power is the mercy of God released. You need to know that God's mercy is available for you and you can receive healing. In Luke chapter 18, here was another one, a blind man that came to Jericho. And here this one also was crying out for mercy upon him as well. And Jesus said, "What wilt thou that I should do unto you?" He said, "That I might receive my sight." And Jesus said, "Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee." That receive thy sight, showing the fact that if you're going to see the mercy of God, you've got to take hold of, you've got to choose to receive and take hold of His healing power. And your faith is what will take hold of it. What happened? This guy received his sight. And then, of course, he was set free, glorified God, and he was giving praise unto God. You must realize that healing belongs to you. And this is going to be received through the mercy of God. And you must know that mercy belongs to you as well. First Peter 2, verse 9 and 10 says, we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, and we should show forth the praises of Him who's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. It says, in time past we were not a people, but we now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained mercy. That's legally we've obtained mercy. Now, just because we've legally obtained mercy as a spiritual right doesn't mean it's coming to pass in our life. This is where we look at this scripture coupled together with Hebrews 4:16, where it says, let us therefore come boldly or confidently under the throne of grace, that we may obtain or take hold of mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Because you have obtained mercy in Christ, because He's given it to us. This is the time of grace and mercy and peace. God's favor toward us, His mercy to release His healing power toward us, and the peace which is the result to bring that wholeness in our life. We can come boldly to the throne of grace. We can take hold of His mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You must realize that you've got to take hold of this mercy, though. Remember Jonah? He was in the whale's belly there, and he, because of his sin, but he finally, he repented, his prayer came unto him, and he began to sacrifice with a voice of thanksgiving, and declared the fact that salvation of the Lord, and said that he would pay that which he'd vowed, and he realized that if he observed lying vanities, the state he was in, he would forsake the mercy of God. Don't forsake the mercy of God. Don't relinquish or let go of the mercy of God. It's available to you. He came boldly forth and took hold of it, and it happened. You know, if you'll sow to yourself, according to the Word of God, speaking what the Word says, the Bible says, sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy in Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. You can take hold of the mercy of God. That's exactly what Jonah did, and he received the salvation. The Lord spoke to the fish and vomited Jonah out on the dry land. Praise God. If you'll start speaking God's word of righteousness, what the word declares, and the Bible says we live unto righteousness, by the stripes you are healed, you start speaking, you sow when you speak the word of God with your mouth, and then you will reap with the mercy of God. And remember, goodness and mercy are to follow you all the days of your life. That means healing is available to you. Come boldly and receive your mercy and be made whole. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.